Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a maximum emergency alert. Maximum emergency alert. The United Nations has publicly announced a plan for global forced inoculation of children, and it's begun in the United States. Red alert. Red alert. Tell everyone you know, tune in now.
I got the vaccine to protect my son. And after in March, April, no, announcing how it was safe for teenagers. We got the Pfizer vaccine because I thought it was to protect him. I thought it was the right thing to do. It was like playing Russian roulette. My government lied to me. They said it was safe.
Julian Gonzalez took his family to collect candy in Mount Hebron Church when he decided to get his booster shot. The nurses offering the vaccine then recommended it for his six-year-old son.
So they asked us, you know, our kids' ages, and so we told them, you know, 6 and 4, and they said, okay, well, you know, the six-year-old obviously can get it if you'd like to go ahead and do that.
They were then handed this Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine consent form indicating that their son was eligible due to his age, even though the vaccine hadn't been approved yet by the CDC.
Going off of their confidence and what we had read, we were all for it.
One of their neighbors had their 7-year-old vaccinated, too. It wasn't until the next day both families received a call from the Garland Health Department letting them know not only were the two boys not supposed to get the vaccine, but that they had received adult doses 3 times the recommended amount.
They need to quit pushing this on their children. I lost mine. Y'all need to protect yours. They're trying to target the 5 to 12 year olds. We're going to have more deaths in our hands than they plan.
As Pfizer's vaccine sales for 2021 and 2022 are expected to reach $65 billion, more Marines are shown the door. The L.A. Sheriff's Department is witnessing a mass exodus.
You look at all the surrounding counties, as we see, there is no mandate. Is there any difference in the infection rate in the surrounding counties? No. There's only one county that's trying to defund and destaff the sheriff's department. That's Los Angeles County. They have a very weird group of people that are in charge. Really. They worship at the altar of wokeism, and they don't understand that their own community is saying, no, we want to see deputies on the street. We want to see reform can be made, but not eliminating the criminal justice system, not taking cops away from the street. That's the last thing they want to see.
While in New York City tonight, the vaccine mandate for city workers taking effect and thousands of frontline workers defiant, staying home instead of getting vaccinated. 18 fire companies out of service because of sick calls.
Planes are grounded under false pretenses.
American already has canceled more than 600 flights today on top of hundreds of cancellations on Friday and Saturday. The airline is blaming a staffing shortage and weather issues at its main hub in Dallas.
U.S. prisons face staff shortages, and the looming deadline to vaccinate children intermingles with a growing shortage of teachers and substitutes due to the tyrannical mandates of the Biden administration crippling the United States economy.
What about the local San Francisco health orders that require vaccination to go into a restaurant or to go to a Warriors game? When is that going to apply to children 5 to 11? We definitely want to wait and make sure that children have an opportunity to get vaccinated. So that will happen sooner than about 8 weeks after the vaccine is available to kids. So there will be a limited time in which there will not be those requirements is our plan. But then at some point, 5 to 11-year-olds will also have to show proof of vaccination to access some of those same settings.
Those that remain fully exempt is baffling. Congress itself is exempt, as is the judicial branch. Biden's executive order could only mandate the executive branch, which includes federal staff with a deadline of November 22nd. The hypocrisy is stunning. Those overseeing the mandates in their respective districts and those ruling on the tyrannical mandate states are exempt, while hypothetically a COVID-positive postal employee could potentially spread the virus to everyone on their route, super-spreading COVID-19 nationwide. Ultimately, everyone should have the right to choose what is injected into their bodies in a free republic. The mandates are just as unconstitutional as the day is long. And furthermore, if tax-funded mandate enforcing a
It comes at the end of October every year and only runs for 2 weeks. It's what I call the Black Friday comes early super blowout sale. With store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling products. Brain Force Plus, sold out for almost 8 months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, it's even better than the last formula with chaga mushrooms and turmeric and just everything. It's so good. It's now available again, 20% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Knockout, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Extract Bodies, 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, 50% off. And it goes on and on and on. Storable Foods, 10% off. Last time of the year that deal's happening. It's all available now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Black Friday sale comes early. It's going right now for the next 2 weeks, and it supports the InfoWar. Take action now and get prepared.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Of truth is now upon us. We're live on this November 4th Thursday transmission. The year is 2021. And I worked up here last night till about 8 o'clock. And right before I left, my phone began ringing off the hook, and I began to get what later became over 25 text messages from people living in Austin, Texas, people living in North Carolina, people living in California, people living in Hawaii. And I went and turned on the computer and went to InfoWars.com, and there it was. There it was. They've announced forced inoculations in Hawaii of children without parental consent. Then I get a call at 7 a.m. this morning by one of the producers, the main producer, Matt, of American Journal with Harrison Smith, and he says, get ready for this, and he sent me the link. United Nations website, forced inoculations of children worldwide, page 3. This is like coming into your house and catching somebody skinning your child alive or something. I mean, we got all the pieces. We know it's illegal. We know it's criminal. We know the globalists have exempted themselves from this. We know it causes massive heart problems and autoimmune problems. I mean, this is like knowing that a cult is marching out against millions of our children to maim and kill them, and we are aiding and abetting if we don't stop them. But then I got to war game this out. The globalists are smart. They've war game this out. They've got all the actuaries and focus groups, and they brag about it. They're trying to trigger a giant civil war. They're going to make us. It's like in the movie. It's excellent, by the way. I don't like Matt Damon because it's politics, but it is an excellent film, The Last Duel, and it's a historical film. And you've got them wanting to make the troops stop guarding the bridge and come across, so they start killing men, women, and children, slitting their throats. That kind of stuff really happened in wars. And it's the same thing. I mean, we're watching it. They're planning to make us get in a war with them. And they're not going to let us just go when some kid has a bad reaction and dies and the dad goes and shoots, you know, the school nurse or whatever, God forbid. Any of that happen. They're going to blow up the Pfizer building. You know what they're going to blame us. So they've got this all scripted out, ladies and gentlemen. And all I can tell you is we got to figure out a way to stop this. Woo! baby. I mean, lordy, lordy, lordy. I am just blown away right now. Now, let me just stop here for a moment. A famous hockey player just had a big heart attack after he took the shot. Another basketball player just had a heart attack. I mean, this is just insane. Both of them in their low 30s. Perfect health. Athletes. They're so healthy that their blood, you know, clots quickly when it gets this stuff in it. So I'm going to try to be calm here, and I've already got a bunch of big guests lined up today, and some of them are already on this topic. But, I mean, I'm just here to tell you, hands down, this is the biggest thing ever happened to me, biggest thing ever happened to you. This is bigger than World War II. We could beat Hitler, we knew who he was, and we did. We could beat the Japanese imperial system, that was a joke, compared to what we really could do if somebody actually invaded our country, if Americans were under attack. But this is an infiltration and a psyop, and it's got a lot of our own people involved in it who don't even know what the hell they're doing. They actually believe that they're good guys. But all the pieces go together today to show a picture of a total nightmare. I have the British Medical Journal confirming that with whistleblower data, that's the most prestigious medical journal, that they suppressed massive illnesses and death in the Pfizer vaccine trials of women, children, and men. And that it's all fake. Of course it is. That's why they skipped the animal trials, because they'd actually already secretly done them and knew it killed the majority of the animals with exactly what's now happening. So this is all premeditated. And I know you know that. I know Dr. Zelenko knows that. I know that we all know that. But this is now going to take the Joe Rogans and the Tucker Carlsons and just all of us together to come out and say, we know you did this, and you're going to go to prison for this. But see, once they get the schools on board, and once they get enough parents tricked, this is the PSYOP, to inject their children, they've done the psychological studies where the majority of parents will Stockholm syndrome and mass Stockholm syndrome and defend it and cover it up, just like they've done with so many other things, like the autism in the boys. Or letting the schools put the kids on Ritalin and Prozac and all this, knowing all the studies show it creates destruction. This is organized, planned out behavioral psychology. They admit, I mean, they admit they've organized this at Harvard and Yale and Stanford and the rest of them, and Cambridge and Oxford. The British military is running a large part of the worldwide operation. And Prince Charles is now the King of England unofficially, but that's already been done, quietly sworn in months ago, I'm told, letting out super secret information. And that's why he's now declared war on humanity for depopulation, and he swore to his father he would do to depopulate at least 80% of us. His father swore he'd do it as well, Prince Philip. But now Charles is in command. It was never Queen Elizabeth II. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is serious, serious business. I mean, we are under New World Order, world government, depopulation attack, and God help us. I'm just asking everybody to pray to God for a global awakening and to pray to God to protect our children and to give us the strength and discernment of how to thread this needle and how to not go into a bloody civil war, but somehow be able, with civil disobedience, to take action and stop these monsters. But you notice the mainline U.S. government doctrine is no longer that Al-Qaeda or China or Russia is the main enemy. It's anti-vaxxers, those that don't want future lockdowns, those that don't like open borders, and those that question elections are listed as terrorists. And they've already had their purge, the military, the people that know what's going on, and they're trying to purge the police. The globalists have not done a good job at that, so they're really flat-footed. We're in a war footing because so many hardcore people now know that we're actually in a war. I mean, I'd say 30% of the public gets it now. And if they just educate one more person, that's 60%. And you don't need even 5% to win something like this physically if the vast majority just don't comply. And they are not complying, thank God. But that's a secondary plan the globalists have to collapse the society. But they think they can organize the collapse and make us not think that they did it. So they'll be the saviors during the collapse. But instead, we all know it's them. And that's why Republicans are winning by 30, 40% margins. But when you see the news, they say that they've won by, you know, 2% margins. I mean, people are voting 70, 80% Republican. Doesn't mean they're perfect either. They're going to try to put blue bloods in. This guy in Virginia probably is a blue blood. He's got that old background of a country club Republican, but he may not want to kill his family and be part of the pure evil. So, you know, he's a former Carlyle Group CEO. That's about as evil as it gets. He doesn't have the foul just watching him, and I go off gut level, total foulness coming off of him. But he's got a pretty bad background, so we'll see what he does. But right now he's saying and doing the right thing. We'll see. But all I can tell you is this is it. I mean, they're not. This isn't a beta test. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. And when I come back, I'm going to hit it all for you from the UN document, from the states and cities around the U.S. It's also happening in Europe. This is what you saw, remember, 3 months ago in Australia, where they started injecting children without parental consent. And then you have the health minister nationwide saying, yeah, we did it. Get over it. They did it under UN authority, and now I got the UN document right here. And again, we're breaking this. It turns out this document's been out for weeks. Where's Ron Paul? Where's Rand Paul? Where's Alex Jones? Well, I mean, it's just so insane, we can't even deal with it all. It's moving too quick. And then huge stuff like this doesn't break like it should. I mean, I knew the UN was running things. I knew they were coming with forced inoculations. I knew they were coming after the five-year-olds. But now it's here, and the UN is directing it. Do you hear me? So you better get on the ball now, myself included. Call everybody you know and tell them tune into InfoWars.com, Band.video, FreeWorldNews.tv right now, and then tell them to share it. Because they're coming for our children with deadly experimental vaccines under UN auspices and authorization, which is total fraud. And they're saying they're going to give the kids the shots and the parents aren't allowed to have any say-so. That's happening in Hawaii.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Because we're going to win in the end, because God is real and evil always fails and falls. So thank you so much for joining us on this emergency of emergencies, Thursday, November 4th, 2021 transmission. There is the headline for today's broadcast, and then I'm about to just plow through all of it for you with the documents, with the articles, with the UN press releases, with the video of it happening, and leaders in Australia and the U.S. bragging about forced injection of your children. And it gets worse, saying it's for the new world order. I've got federal politicians in the U.S. I've got state politicians in the U.S. like Lightfoot. I've got premiers and health department heads in Australia saying the same damn thing. But even Alex Jones has trouble believing that they'd actually do it. I thought they'd come out with some placebo at first with a forced inoculation so that there wouldn't be any deaths or illnesses, so they could then set the precedent for the global idea and future forced inoculations. Nope. They went whole hog with a super deadly one right up front to get the fight going. Because they know they're going to lose control. They know the world's already awakened. So they want to collapse society, turn the population against each other, and have a breakdown of the financial and economic and farming, food production, transportation systems. And there are TV ads running where they call the children superheroes that are going to be taking the shots. Now they're going to get superpowers from it. You know, Big Tobacco got in trouble for targeting children with Jimmy the Camel and all the rest of that, which was evil. This is about 1,000 times worse. Because this is like cigarette makers coming to the school and trying to make the children smoke the cigarettes. And let me tell you, cigarettes are a lot less worse than these injections. So this is one hell of a moment to be alive. I want to say this before I go any further. In fact, I'm going to spend the rest of this segment on this, and then the next longer segment, I'm going to plow into all the articles, all the documents, all the news and title together. It's just incredible, and God give me strength to cover this properly and in a focused way, because I can get stuck on one of these things for 10 hours. I've got British medical journals, mainline medical journals, major European universities, all confirming this is just super deadly, gives you cancer, destroys your DNA in a chain reaction, creates total blood clots. I mean, it's freaking a long, painful death sentence for most people. The lucky ones are the ones that die in just a few days or a few hours because the vaccine took too well, the blood clotting agent. You know, their body overreacted. It's meant to kill you slow, so you go off and die, but slowly. And then the big pharma that now owns all the major hospitals can then suck dry you and your family. It's just a very sophisticated weapon system. And they studied an actuary and looked at all the different bioweapons they had and decided on this one, which is delivered through the injection. And Pfizer is now confirmed. Another giant, prestigious medical journal. Pfizer admits it, that they indeed know that the shot is a live virus and sheds to others, and that actually grows the Delta variant in humans. And that's why there's so many illnesses now. That's why it's so much worse than it was last year. See, it's a weapon that rolls out and then amplifies and gets worse. But let me make the big announcement here. I want to explain this very softly and very slowly and very calmly, because I know everybody's just used to me being turned up to 10, and so it all gets lost in translation. There's the old bumper sticker that says, if you want your children to listen, whisper. Well, I'm not saying you're my children. I'm just saying that I tend to listen to somebody when you hear somebody next to you whispering. You're usually tuning out loud people, but you're not tuning out people that are whispering. It's kind of the NPR tactic. And it's also good to have the tactic of yelling to get people awake and out of their trance. That works for some people, but for some people, you really need to slow down and be very, very calm about what you're talking about and what you're dealing with. So I want us all, myself included, just to sit back and to look at what's happening, why they're doing this, and really define where we are in the world and what's currently happening, and then ask what is the best course of action, the moral, proper course of action we should take that doesn't give them the violence they want to tear society apart even faster, because that's their goal. But at the same time, we have responsibility to not be cowards and just rationalize and just sit here and take it. So we're at a major decision point right now. This is a big deal for everybody. And I would just ask those that serve the system, you know you're in the wrong now. I mean, you know that the baddies have captured the country. And so I am just politely asking people that are in the system that sold out for a lot less than I've been offered. I mean, up in the 20s of millions a year that I said no to when they stopped asking. And most of the people that sold out of the system just kind of got into the system and were climbing up the ladder and never even knew they sold out until they figured out they had. And what was it, $400,000, $200,000 a year? Most people sell out for $50,000 for life. And what's your soul worth? A wise man once asked me, Bill Rundus, he said, Alex, what would you give for your eyes? $1 billion, $2 billion, $3 billion? I said, nothing. He said, exactly. Well, so what would you give for your soul? If your eyes are so valuable. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. To fight the globalists, you can take my eyes right now. I mean, if it bought freedom, if it bought life for these children, cut my eyes out right now. In fact, I'm ready to die. Because my body wants to fight these people. My soul wants to stop them. My body's like, let's go to war right now, Jones. I mean, my flesh is like, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh, please stop. God, give me control, because I know the enemy's punching my buttons. And I look at my four-year-old daughter, and I think about what these people want to do to her, what they want to do to your children. And I think about watching them carry this down, and I'm not going to sit here and watch them do this. Same time. Gotta be as wise as serpents and peaceful as doves about this. And just, because they're losing intellectually, they're losing spiritually. And, you know, Christ knew there was a time to not be violent. Else said there would be a time in the future to be, sell your cloak and buy a sword. And Martin Luther King knew there was a time to be peaceful and a time to not be. So, you know, do I feel like Malcolm X or do I feel like Martin Luther King here? I think I feel like a little bit of both, and I think you do as well. And I will tell you, we will defend our children, we will stand against this evil, and those doing this will pay by any means necessary. But the question of any means necessary means what is necessary, what is the right thing to do here. So let me just make the announcement, we'll go to break. We're at war. This is all war. The cutting off of the oil, the destruction of the borders, the destruction of the currency, the destruction of the family, the annihilation of the morals, the breakdown of the military and the police and the firefighters and the nurses with the mandates and now sanitation and now the power companies, everything's going down. Power will probably be off a lot this winter. Like, not probably. I predict giant, massive blackouts, five times worse than last year. I got a generator hooked up to the office now and at the home and everything. I mean, it's on. This is 21st century war, and now they're coming for our children. The UN has announced global forced inoculation without parental consent. I'm going to come back and cover it in just a few minutes. Stay with us. Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated, high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. And again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me read these headlines out to you. It is incredible. Then we're going to get some top legal advice on what Robert Barnes thinks we should do about all this. This is broken last night and this morning. And I caught myself at the gas station this morning telling the clerk behind the counter. I caught myself telling a lady out there pumping gas in her car, and they both looked at me like I was crazy, because it's not normal to talk to fellow citizens because people have been programmed by the television and the culture. But you should tell people. Kind of like, hey, did you hear the Japanese just bombed Pearl Harbor? Hey, did you hear the UN just announced and released a plan for forced inoculation worldwide without parental consent? And within days of the plan coming out that no one even reported on, that we broke this morning on the National Journal, in Hawaii and in California and in other blue state-controlled areas, they have announced clinics where, quote, parents aren't allowed in the schools, and that when you, quote, bring your child to school, to be at the school ever, that you consent to the injections. And then all over the U.S., in Louisiana, and in Minnesota and other states, New York, it's being confirmed. Canada's doing it too. Ice cream trucks pulling up at the parks and giving children as young as 7 injections without parental consent. Children don't have consent, folks, under law anywhere in the world. Because, and people know, people that try to manipulate children deserve the death penalty. But all of it's about the state messing with our children. That's why they had drag queen story time. If you'll accept convicted pedophiles coming to visit your children at school unannounced, well, you'll accept anything. So here it is. World Health Organization considerations. It's just considerations. They're just considering it. It's the right. Regarding consent in vaccinating children and adolescents between 6 and 17 years old. Page 3, it says right here. It's implied consent if it's published in newspapers that it's legal to give children 5 and up, 6 and up shots. And it says right here that they will then give the children the injections without parental consent. The United Nations own website, this document's linked in the live show feed of the broadcast today. Emergency bombshell exclusive. The UN has already launched a plan to forcibly inject children without parental consent worldwide. It's being added right now. If you're on the page, hit refresh. Continuing, we're going to read over this all coming up. School blocks parents from attending vaccine drive for 5-year-old students. And then I found out Austin sent out similar messages, and so did North Carolina. I have copies of all that right here. You get a text message, oh, it's just about vaccine info, no big deal, please click here, important document. Then it says if you don't respond or you send your kids to school, it's happening. Next level criminal behavior. Here's one out of North Carolina. One of our crew members that lives in North Carolina and works there got this message yesterday. It just said, oh, just a message, important. You go read, we're going to inject your kids at school. Here is the same one for Austin, Texas. Copy of the text messages they were sent. Unbelievable. And it goes on and on. And then we've got this stack of news. Pfizer confirms COVID vaccine can cause people to shed spike proteins and cause neurological disorders, heart attacks, you name it. And indeed, that they are spreaders of a replicating spike protein virus in the body. I'm going to be reading this whole thing later. Here's the actual study. Very prestigious. And we've got one out of the British Medical Journal confirming what Robert Barnes is getting ready to file the lawsuit with the Pfizer whistleblower has said. That's the British Medical Journal, that they did not do the real study. They did not actually carry it out. It's all a fraud. Something really strange is happening in hospitals all over America. People are coming in and dying of heart attacks, myocarditis, and their lungs filling up with liquid, but they're not testing positive for COVID, but they have a new spike protein. Yes, the shedding, the vaccinator, the bioweapons. Here's the British Medical Journal. COVID-19 researcher blows the whistle on data integrity issues in Pfizer vaccine trial. Here's from the NIH website, saying children that do develop myocarditis, even mild or medium, will have a 25 to 56% chance of dying within 3 to 10 years. And it goes on and on. Here's KHN. ERs are swamped with serious ill patients, though they don't have COVID. That's just part of all of this. FDA knew about numerous adverse events for children related to Pfizer vaccine, but covered it up. All right, I had Barnes on today because he's a really smart politico as well, and we didn't have time to continue to have him on here, so we had other guests coming on. I wanted to get him back on to talk about how big these elections are, what these off-year elections signify, and we'll get to that later if we have time. We got a bunch of other big guests as well, but Barnes, you're a legal lawyer. You're on this. You're a constitutionalist. This is insane. What do you call this constellation of evil with the UN coming out with these guidelines? And from Australia to the U.S., they're now implementing it. And I have the clips of them saying, this is the new world order. That's coming up, folks. Welcome to the new world order. We're going to give your children shots. So what parents think? outside of law, but they use the UN creating a letter as their authorization. I mean, this is incredible on so many fronts, Barnes.
Yeah, I mean, really, the New World Order looks a lot like the Old World Order of the eugenics era. I mean, this is how they did a lot of forced sterilizations on people back in the 19-teens and 1920s. They are almost all under the age of 18. And they, you know, got jurisdiction or authority over them by hook or by crook and then prevented them from ever having children the rest of their lives. I mean, just, you know, or their children having children, obviously. So this is about the state seizing custody and asserting legal control over your child's body. And that's literally what it is. It's the state replacing the parent as the one that makes informed consent choices for their child's medical care. And if they can achieve this, what else can they do? Can they decide your seven-year-old really is a girl or really is a boy and start giving them various hormonal treatments that can do permanent life-lasting damage? What else? I mean, they can just keep going and going and going. This is the state asserting control over our bodies and now our kids' bodies as if they own those bodies. And that's why it's so frightening. I mean, that's why I'll be suing early next week to stop this authorization of this vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. With Bobby Kennedy in the Western District of Texas. In fact, we've been working all week on the suit. It'll be ready to go early next week, and we're going to do everything we can to stop this from happening, period, right at the source, to stop the FDA from doing it at the source. Of note, federal court ruled yesterday that Tyson is acting as a federal agent when they issue their vaccine mandate. What does that mean? It means that Tyson Foods is now responsible and legally liable as if they're the government. Means the Religious Freedom and Restoration Act applies. It means the Rehabilitation Act applies. It means the Constitution applies to Tyson's actions. So we'll be amending and bringing suit against Tyson Foods and probably about a dozen federal courts all across the nation because now they're violating constitutional provisions in other federal laws because they admit they're a federal agent and a federal officer in the context of this vaccine mandate, and they admit and a federal court has found that they are a federal officer for the purposes of vaccine mandate. The new OSHA mandate that's just been issued, that's really kind of a testing mandate with a vaccine exemption or exception, that there's everybody's going to be suing over that. Employers and attorney generals have already announced they're going to be suing over that. So we're going to see lawsuits all across the country over this because there has to be a fight back because we must own our own bodies. If we don't own our own bodies, we own nothing. And now they're trying to take our kids away from us and claim they own our kids' bodies, too. So that's why this is the fight of the century to restore freedom and liberty in America.
Yeah, the fight of human history. I mean, this is just, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is a 10, tyranny-wise. Don't you agree, Barnes?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, what we've been talking about for a year is that they want to restore the power that they birthed the Nazis in the 1930s and 1940s. That, you know, the Nazis looked to American eugenics as the basis of their legal and moral and political authority.
They use it as a Nuremberg defense. They use Margaret Sanger as a Nuremberg defense and John D. Rockefeller.
Absolutely. This is the Rockefeller Foundation's dream objective for a long time. And who did Bill Gates' father and Bill Gates say they looked up to the most for their own world vision? The Rockefeller Foundation. And this is Bill Gates' vision come to life using his incredible disproportionate influence in public health. And it's their efforts to seize and control and own our bodies and own our children from going forward. And that's why we have to fight. We have no choice but to fight. And it's the only chance we have to restore liberty and freedom in America and in the world.
I totally agree. Stay there. Let's come back and get to what you think we should do to counter this, because obviously they're trying to make the economy fall apart, have all the essential workers not go to work. It's already happening. Then Cloward and Piven. But now they're getting caught in that. America sees through it. And now they're literally coming for our children. They've been saying, hey, your kids belong to the state. Now they're doing it. So how do we peacefully stop this? We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cities and blue states, from Hawaii to Texas to North Carolina, where they're saying, under the UN rules, if you send your children to public school, we're going to inject them. And you heard about the woman in Louisiana where they confirmed they injected? They're now saying, yeah, we're going to defend this in court, saying we have UNWHO guidelines. They injected her 13-year-old without consent. Think about that. And she's now, I'm told, filed suit. I've got all those stacks of news here, but here is an MSNBC host years ago. What's her name? I forget. That's right, Melissa Harris Perry. Remember her? She said, we need to get over this idea that parents are in charge of their kids. Here it is.
We have
never invested as much in public education as we should have, because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to fund the black family not to have any dads there for 50 years, and they go from having less illegitimacy than whites to having 80%+. Yeah, it worked really well, you nasty social engineers. Fun about Margaret Sanger, who knew exactly what she was doing, going back to the 20s. I want to go back to Barnes right now, but here is a clip, and there's even more of these next hour I'm going to get to, but I want to hear what Barnes has to say. This is the National Health Department spokesperson. The article's a flashback on InfoWars.com. Australian health minister announces 24,000 students will be injected in stadium without parental supervision. And then we have another clip where he agrees, yeah, about a lot of kids we gave it to the school didn't have parental consent. He said, so what? Get over it. That's a quote. So, oh, but first he said this. Here it is.
This is a world pandemic. It's a 1 in 100-year event. So you can expect that we will have transmission from time to time, and that's just the way it is. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. The new world order. The new world order. I want to stress that to the mums and dads, your children will be well looked after inside when they arrive. They'll be literally ushered. We'll have nurses, we'll have some of the youth command, we'll have some of the young police from the various operations within police there just to guide them through as to where they go. They'll be looked after every moment inside the stadium. And they'll be well cared for, so mums and dads feel secure. We've got about 24,000 students we're aiming to get through next week. The messages will come out this week, and the opportunity is there, but really you've got to take it, grasp it with both hands. I know if you talk to any of our Olympians, I'll tell you, you've just got to grasp opportunity, and this is an opportunity, so don't waste it.
How damaging is it for the public perception of the state government about being rolled out? If you talk about your department, accidentally vaccinated about 160 jelly soldiers. How embarrassing.
What I find more embarrassing, James, is you would make that sort of question accusation against frontline health staff who work their butts off and who tomorrow will have achieved a million vaccinations into arms. You know what? The school intended it well, there was a mistake, and so what? It's happened. Out of a million vaccinations, move on.
But it wasn't. So Barnes, let's pull back to the 50,000 foot, the 100,000 foot view here. This is global. This is the UN. This is corporations of liability protection. Starting a giant fight with everybody, coming for our children with something we know is causing all sorts of illnesses and death at a very high rate. A bunch of more famous football players, hockey players just died from the shots they're admitting. I mean, what the hell are they doing here? Because if you wanted to, like, self-immolate yourself, what Pfizer and them are doing is that, in my view. What do you think? You're a smart guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is it's about establishing a legal, historical, and political precedent that the state has control, custody, and power over your children. And that statement from the MSNBC lady about collectivization of children goes back to the theory of children's rights, which was never about children's rights. It was about the state, in the name of children's rights, seizing control of children from their parents. And who is one of the primary and principal advocates of that all the way back since the 1970s? A young Yale law student named Hillary Rodham Clinton. So it's not a surprise that this is the agenda that they are seeking. Many of us have said that the prior approval of courts of various vaccines for school children that had been done in the past were deeply politically and legally and constitutionally problematic because at some point they would use it and abuse it in the way they're doing now. And now we're witnessing it in live time. Robert Kennedy filed suit against the District of Columbia because the first school district to try this was the District of Columbia, where it was going to inject kids without their parents' consent, without their parents' knowledge, without a right of religious accommodation, even though the local law in D.C. required it, back several months ago. And the only reason why they weren't able to move forward with it was because Bobby Kennedy filed suit and got it temporarily stopped. So this has been part of a longer-term objective and agenda that it is about collectivization. It's about no individual identity, no individual rights, deferring to a small elite group who's going to dictate for anyone and everyone what their rights will be to such a degree that they own our children and they own our bodies. And once they own that, there's nothing left to own. I mean, they have it all. They have all that matters. It's all that's consequential, all that's significant. And that's why it's critical people fight back in the court of public opinion. I mean, look at what happened. The Virginia governor came out 72 hours before Election Day and said no vaccine mandate. That if he is elected, there will be no vaccine mandates, no mask mandates. What happens? He surges at the end, wins the governorship in Virginia. Putin did it several months ago. He came out and said Russia would have no vaccine mandates. His party surged in the parliamentary elections. He got the supermajority he wanted. Meanwhile, people like Trudeau came out for vaccine mandates, and their support collapsed, and they got less support than they had in the prior election. So what it shows is if we can continue to argue in the court of public opinion, continue, those of us that are lawyers, bring these cases into court everywhere we can and fight it in the courts of law, that between the two, that's the means and mechanism by which we can fight back against this elite agenda that's meant to strip us of our rights and our freedoms right to the core. If you don't have custody over your child and you don't have custody over your body, you don't got custody over nothing. You have no more freedom. You have no more rights.
That's right. If people are asking why they do something so bold, this is the final frontier. This is planting the flag in us that they've captured us. If they can send convicted pedophiles to meet with our children at school, they can put deadly shots in them when they want and throw it in our face, and we don't do anything, the sky's the limit.
It's a return to chattel slavery. If you look at the two things that were the most morally horrendous, two slaves, about chattel slavery, it was two things. First, they didn't own their own body. And secondly, they didn't have control and custody over their own children, who could be sold down the river, as the old statement went. And that's what they're trying to restate. That's what they're trying to reinstate. That's what they're trying to replace our current system with. And it's an old system. I mean, it's what they were doing in the 20s and 30s. The Nazis were just the logical extension of this system, of experimenting on us as guinea pigs, as treating us as property of the state. People, you know, the institutional media likes the people to forget the Nazis were socialists at heart. They just had a unique brand of it, but they were still.
Well, that's right. For those that don't know, when I bring this up, this is not a defense of the Nazis. It's the opposite. It's a historical fact that you know, but those that don't know history, or I guess get their Nazi history from Inglourious Basterds, which is a fine movie, but just a very, you know, not real BS. The Nazis were rock stars in Time Life books and gardening magazines and on the radio. And my grandfathers were growing up. They would broadcast Hitler's speeches, Man of the Year twice, because the whole left and the robber barons were all behind him as the savior of the world and eugenics, because he was adopting what the Rockefellers wanted and what Thomas Watson of IBM wanted. And that's mainline history. They hope you don't know it. They hope you don't remember it. And then they set him up. And then didn't join him when he started World War II. He was told to do that. He thought that the U.S. was going to join him, that the U.K. was going to join him, and then he got double-crossed by that same eugenics group. That's how evil these people are.
Completely. I mean, you go back, the original ideas for eugenics were all the old British colonial elite that believed in the imperialism that unleashed World War I, that birthed World War II. So these are people just trying to restore and reinstate their power. They basically experimented with a communist brand of power. They experimented with a fascist brand of power. Then they ultimately settled on the current brand of power that they have. But and the only thing that pushed back was the world pushed back. From the French Resistance to the American soldiers who fought at World War II, those were the people who were able to stop.
And Bob, stay there. We're going to run right back to you. You're on fire as usual. But let's finish up with this. We knew there was a war with Hitler. Okay, sure. Our own corrupt elites created Hitler, and they had a big war to take out the Germans and all the rest of it. But the point is that this is a very sophisticated world taking place. I'm going to come back with Barnes in just 2 minutes. I'm going to ask him the big question. We know they're going to stage attacks and blame it on us. It's the guaranteed next card. I think you'll agree. We'll see. But we're in the season of false flags. There's a report on that at Band Out Video today in the John Bound section. That's all coming up. So please, I cannot explain to you how important it is for you to realize that, like electricity, when you spread the word, it plugs in the spotlight that exposes the cockroaches. We're going to do this in an echo chamber unless all of you tell everybody you know constantly to tune in to InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Band Out Video, and the local radio stations. It's so important. It's everything. So thank you all for doing that, folks. But redouble your efforts. People are hungry for the truth right now. There's a great awakening happening. The Great Reset is the counter to the Great Awakening. So we're in a war, and we're barely winning, but the children are in the balance. So they're counting on you. This information is being censored everywhere except here. So tell everybody you know, tune in now, however you can.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It comes at the end of October.